Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
One call, one winner.
We're not reloading the cash machine yet. No, we are still savoring the latest winner from the cash machine. 105 grand gone to Lanford. Anthony answered the call, but also we could hear Kathleen in the background. We said we wanted to catch up with them. It was lovely to hear them earlier. It's going to be even lovelier hearing them now. Anthony, thoughts?
I'm in shock.
A good shock, I hope, though.
A very good shock.
Tell us this. Has it sunk in yet?
No. Definitely not. We have people ringing up and congratulating us. So we're just babysitting the grandkids at the minute, so...
Obviously in the lovely position of being with your partner, Kathleen, when you got the call. So there didn't have to be a call made to her. But you were saying you didn't even have to ring around to let people know the calls are coming to you.
Oh, they're coming in, yeah. Longford's a small town.
This is what it must feel like when you're elected president and then all the people are starting to make the calls. Congratulations, Anthony. What a great win.
Yeah. Any chance of a loan, Anthony?
Well, you're probably going to get that as well.
No, I'll be generous with family in that. I'm not going to leave them out.
Anthony, talk us through this week. I understand when Leah rang you from the show that Kathleen was a little bit embarrassed at shedding a tear.
Yeah, you see, we've had a tough, 4 years. She was diagnosed with breast cancer in 2021. And it's been aggressive cancer. It's been a bit of a battle, but she's cancer free now, which is great. And she's just, they're looking after her well with follow up appointments. And you know, I just thought that this prize is a fantastic thing. Like, we can relax for a while, and you know,
yeah. Because
do you wanna,
for people
do you wanna
who haven't
talk to herself?
We do. We'd love to talk to Kathleen if she's in the form for it.
She's upset at the minute.
That's completely understandable because the emotions have to be all over the place. You mentioned a 4 year journey, and I think for anyone who hasn't gone through something like that, it is very hard to imagine how, I don't want to put words in your mouth, I'm just guessing that, you know, that takes over your life, both your lives and your family's lives, Anthony.
It does. But you know what? We've always stayed positive since day one. And I think that's what you have to do. You can't just say, like, to hell with it, this is, it's game over, but it's not. And Kathleen's very strong. She never once complained, put it that way.
Isn't it amazing too? You might not know your own resilience or the resilience of somebody who you love and are very close to until they're put in such difficult circumstances.
That's true. You think you know someone, but then when you see how strong they are, it's a totally different story.
The reason I brought up Kathleen being potentially embarrassed was that I wanted to stress to her that she should absolutely not, and there is not a singular person in the country that heard the call and thought, oh, I can't believe she's crying. I think we were all overcome with emotion and what it meant to you and the people who won it, and just to hear what it meant to you.
Well, it means a lot to us, to be honest. Like, we have a few bills we can pay off finally, you know, there's no pressure on that. I mean, it's not a massive amount, but it's things like enjoying, like, we were at Lourdes recently. Like, my daughter and her husband paid for tickets for us to go to Lourdes. Like, she always wanted to go there. And it was a lovely experience. I'm very grateful to them for buying us the tickets to go there. And we were blessed with the weather. And I think Kathleen was in every shop buying medals and containers and filling them up with holy water at where the grotto is, and we were drinking gallons of it because it was so hot. People were washing in it, you could drink it, and it's actually nice water. But
now, will the children be looking for flights to Lourdes, or do you think they'll have a different destination on their minds?
I think a different destination. I don't think they'll have any interest in Lourdes. Like, we went ourselves, like, and my daughter babysat, or she looked after our youngest Jake, because we have four kids. Like Shauna, she'd be 30 in February, and then we've Shelby. She's with her partner Lucas in the sitting room listening in. She's 21, and David is 18, and Jake is 12, and we've three grandkids.
Amazing.
That is absolutely fantastic. So it sounds from what you're saying with those ages, you haven't had a break in a while, Anthony. So maybe this cash machine money is a chance for you to get a more of a relaxing holiday away.
Yeah, I've always wanted. Actually, we have cousins in America we've never seen. And maybe that could be, you know, in the cards, hopefully.
Exactly.
You know, it just hasn't sunk in yet. I know that's definitely. And I definitely have to change my car. My car is grand at the minute, but. It's a 0-8 and it needs a bit of upkeep now and again. So
it's getting to that point where it's more economical to change it than to keep it. Anthony, we just wanted to give you a few minutes to process this news before we rang you. We want to wish you massive congratulations to you. Give all your very best to Kathleen. I think everybody heard it couldn't have happened to better people at a better time. So congratulations from us at iRadio.
I don't know what to say, but thank you very much. Appreciate it.
You're more than welcome. Anthony and Kathleen from Lanfert, I think they're going to have a nice couple of days to themselves, a nice few weeks, and happiness and health and a few bob. Best of luck to them.
Genuinely just want to wish them continued good health and to enjoy the wealth.